Currently, the Royal Shakespeare Company is touring a version of Julius Caesar around the country that is targeted at 7 to 12-year-olds. Meanwhile, the Belgian playwright Ignace Cornelissen has produced a child's version of Othello, which is on, in translation, at the Unicorn Theatre in London. So to help us consider the issue of children and Shakespeare, I'm very pleased to be joined by Pani Morel, Artistic Director of the Unicorn Theatre, and Erica Wyman, Deputy Artistic Director of the RSC. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you.
Erica, why is it important to introduce children to Shakespeare? Why does it matter?
It really matters, and I know not everyone agrees with that, but the language is wonderful, the plays are wonderful, and also they are something that's so central to our culture and have been for a very long time, that if you think that they are not for you, then you feel excluded from something important. And if you can change that, if you can make people feel that they are theirs and that the stories and the words speak to them and they can understand them and they can embody them, then actually you change everything. Everything. You change their confidence about taking part in all of culture.
And so when you take Shakespeare to schools, what do you? How do you adapt it? What sort of the principles do you have to sort of make it child-friendly?
Well, we don't adapt it. We edit it in the production that you're talking about, the First Encounter production, so that that can happen within a school day. So it's shorter. It's an edit of the play. But we don't adapt the language. What we do instead is work with our partner schools. We have a big network of schools who are in partnership with the RSC and with their regional theatres called our associate schools. And with them, we bring into their classrooms the techniques we use in rehearsals so that the children and young people are standing up, speaking it, they're performing it.
Getting involved.
So they're getting inside it, finding which stories touch them, finding which words mean something to them and move them. And it really works.
Pani, how does Cornelissen, your version, make Othello, which is at one level about a racially motivated murder. How do you make that work for children?
Well, I think most children who live in London certainly are very familiar with the concept of racially motivated murder. Yeah. I think a lot of the ideas and plays that we naturally consider to be for adults are subjects and ideas that children encounter every day.
Not just in London either.
But what's less usual is that we invite children to be part of the conversation about them. And I think one of the things we seek to do at the Unicorn is to put on plays that enable you to experience to share your experiences of life with other people in the room with you while watching a play, a story, or an event take place.
But this is Shakespeare without the language, because it's coming via a translation.
So I'm afraid I've come on your show fraudulently, because it's not by Shakespeare at all, as you say. It's by Ignace Cornelissen, who's a Flemish writer.
Segment 1. Currently, the Royal Shakespeare Company is touring a version of Julius Caesar around the country that is targeted at 7 to 12-year-olds. Meanwhile, the Belgian playwright Ignace Cornelissen has produced a child's version of Othello, which is on, in translation, at the Unicorn Theatre in London. So to help us consider the issue of children and Shakespeare, I'm very pleased to be joined by Pani Morel, Artistic Director of the Unicorn Theatre, and Erica Wyman, Deputy Artistic Director of the RSC. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you.
Erica, why is it important to introduce children to Shakespeare? Why does it matter?
Segment 2.
It really matters, and I know not everyone agrees with that, but the language is wonderful, the plays are wonderful, And also they are something that's so central to our culture and have been for a very long time, that if you think that they are not for you, then you feel excluded from something important. And if you can change that, if you can make people feel like they are theirs and that the stories and the words speak to them and they can understand them and they can embody them, then actually you change everything. You change their confidence about taking part in all of culture.
And so when you take Shakespeare to schools, how do you adapt it? What sort of the principles do you have to sort of make it child-friendly?
Segment 3.
Well, we don't adapt it. We edit it in the production that you're talking about, the First Encounter production, so that that can happen within a school day. So it's shorter. It's an edit of the play. But we don't adapt the language. What we do instead is work with our partner schools. We have a big network of schools who are in partnership with the RSC and with their regional theatres called our associate schools. And with them, we bring into their classrooms the techniques we use in rehearsals so that the children and young people are standing up, speaking it, they're performing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're getting inside it, finding which stories touch them, finding which words mean something to them and move them. And it really works.
Penny, how does Cornelis and your version make Othello, which is at one level about a racially motivated murder? How do you make that work for children?
Segment 4.
Well, I think most children who live in London certainly are very familiar with the concept of racially motivated murder. Yeah. I think a lot of the ideas and plays that we naturally consider to be for adults are subjects and ideas that children encounter every day.
Not just in London either.
But what's less usual is that we invite children to be part of the conversation about them. And I think one of the things we seek to do at the Unicorn is to put on plays that enable you to experience to share your experiences of life with other people in the room with you while watching a play, a story, or an event take place.
But this is Shakespeare without the language, because it's coming via a translation.
So I'm afraid I've come on your show fraudulently, because it's not by Shakespeare at all, as you say. It's by Ignaz Cornelissen, who's a Flemish writer.